Hello and welcome to our next episode of Talk Concord, a City of Concord, New Hampshire podcast. This podcast brings you information about current and future happenings centered on why Concord is a great place to live, work, play, and invest. I'm Stephanie Breton, Public Information Officer, and today I'm joined by Gretchen Stallings, who's the Executive Director of Volunteer New Hampshire, and Lily Wellington, Director of Volunteer Programs at the Friends Program. So thank you so much for being here today, both of you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Stephanie.
Yeah, I'm so glad this worked out. It's a great time of year to talk about all of this. So just a little bit of background for people. Volunteer New Hampshire, based here in Concord, envisions our state as a place where people volunteer together to build strong and connected communities. They bring their vision to life by engaging those communities to solve local challenges through volunteerism. And then just a little bit of information on the Friends Program. So the Friends Program was founded in 1975. Nonprofit social service organization, also based here in Concord, works to strengthen communities by building positive connections and solutions for at-risk youth, families, and seniors. They serve 8 counties and work on behalf of the state's most vulnerable populations. The agency strives to meet its mission through operating a permanent year-round shelter for homeless families with children, mentoring programs for at-risk youth, an intergenerational program that creates meaningful opportunities for seniors to work with children in classrooms, and a senior volunteer program that links a volunteer skills to otherwise unmet needs within the communities that they serve. So I know we're going to expand on both of those. So the Friends Program operates a retired seniors volunteer program and a foster grandparent program, both of which are AmeriCorps senior programs. So I know we'll talk a little bit more about that in a little bit and how these organizations are connected. So working together through volunteerism, of course, is kind of the main thread and theme of this podcast. So Gretchen, could you start by telling us more about your role and Volunteer New Hampshire?
Absolutely. So as the executive director at Volunteer New Hampshire, I work with our federal partners at AmeriCorps, state leaders, local leaders, the staff of Volunteer New Hampshire, our board of directors, community organizations, community members, and volunteers to help grow the capacity of volunteerism in the state, whether it's building infrastructure, leaning into innovation, developing new programs, or just helping with problem solving. It's all about volunteerism and helping people to be able to connect and make a difference in their communities.
We all know volunteers are so important, so that is really great. The 4 main areas of the organization include, which you touched on a little bit, connect, celebrate, train, and steward. So can you touch on these and what they mean?
Absolutely. So when we talk about connect, it's really what we use is called Get Connected. That's mm-hmm. our online volunteer opportunity platform. And that's a place that is accessible by our website, volunteernewhampshire.org.
Okay.
And that's for community members across the state and for nonprofit organizations. And it's a match spot. So people can go in and search through a variety of different categories of service opportunities, whether it be long-term, short-term, kind of just-in-time stuff with training, or whether people have skills that they want to offer, that come from a lifetime of service and learning. They're able to go on and look for something that's suitable and make a match directly with the organization that's looking for someone to serve.
That's a great resource. Yeah. Anything else on the other areas there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
do you want to keep going?
Yeah, sure okay. can.
I didn't mean to stop you there. Go ahead.
So I was waiting for you to ask, but let me elaborate.
Okay.
Another piece that we lean into is recognition of service. And mm-hmm. primarily, we do this by hosting the Spirit of New Hampshire event. This happens in the fall, and it celebrates the outstanding contributions of volunteers across the state. So recognizing their dedication and the impact in various areas of service, the awards really highlight the spirit of generosity and community that makes New Hampshire a better place for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very cool because we really try to highlight all kinds of service, all ages, all types, groups, youth service, And it's a wonderful opportunity for community members to recognize someone who is standing up in their space, in their sphere, and making a difference. So I absolutely encourage people to, again, visit the website, check out the Spirit of New Hampshire Awards, and make nominations. Nominate mm-hmm. people who, you know, who are doing things to make life better in your community. That's the recognition piece.
Okay.
Additionally, we have training. We offer annually the Governor's Conference on Service. And mm-hmm. this event brings together volunteer program managers and staff, community leaders, local nonprofit organizations, volunteers, brings everyone together to really celebrate and advance service in the state. So we host a variety of workshops. There's networking opportunities, often one or more keynote speeches. And the conference really serves as a platform for sharing best practice and fostering collaboration. This year, it's coming up. It's going to be Wednesday, May 22nd at the New Hampshire Institute of Politics in Manchester.
Okay.
I think we'll be opening up registration pretty soon, and we would love to see folks attend. So, again, you know, check out the website for really the latest and greatest there. But we try to keep it really, really low cost so that it's not too much of a barrier for folks to join in. And that said, another thing that we do offer is a resource library on our website that has lots of kind of training resources for volunteer program managers. And that's all free and accessible all the time to folks. So,
okay.
I guess the last part of that is really stewardship. Mm-hmm. Volunteer New Hampshire staff and board of directors, we all really work to steward service in New Hampshire. And one of the primary ways is by working with AmeriCorps. And so Volunteer New Hampshire works specifically with AmeriCorps state programs, and we help to distribute federal funds to AmeriCorps initiatives like Manchester Excels, City Year New Hampshire. These are both dedicated to enhancing education and youth development in our communities. Refugee Immigrant Social Empowerment Program, other programs. We also Lakes Region Conservation Corps and Student Conservation Association. These programs really empower AmeriCorps members to lead environmental conservation projects statewide and work on ensuring that we have a sustainable future.
Yeah, that's great information. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot going on right there.
lots going on that's, you know, really going to make a difference for us in the mm-hmm. way that we live moving forward, and then creating opportunities for people to serve and to join in to shape the world that we live in.
Mm-hmm. So volunteers are obviously a big part of your organization. And can you talk a little bit more about volunteerism and how nonprofits and anyone interested in volunteering can get involved?
Absolutely. Volunteerism is incredibly important in New Hampshire. It really allows nonprofit organizations like Volunteer New Hampshire and the Friends Program to carry out our vital missions.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, so many nonprofit organizations provide essential services to communities across the state and local here in Concord. And it's through the power of volunteers. Volunteers are a driving force behind strengthening our local community and supporting vulnerable populations like at-risk youth, families, and seniors in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Which leads to my next question for Lily, turning it over to talk about seniors and grandparents. So could you tell us a little bit more about your role at the Friends Program?
Absolutely. So I am the Director of Volunteer Programs at okay. Friends. And that covers three of our volunteer programs. So our first program is youth mentoring. That's really where the Friends Program got its start in 1975.
Mm-hmm.
We had local law enforcement officers at the time in 1975 who were noticing that there were high rates of juvenile crime. It was mostly petty crime.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a huge initiative to involve police officers in mentoring these at-risk youth to see if there was a way to delay or change the path of some of these youth. Mm-hmm. And it was effective. And so out of that was born youth mentoring. We have a very different model now. It is not a juvenile delinquency model. It is not an adjudication model. We are looking for positive, caring role models mm-hmm. who are willing to commit to a year to mentor an at-risk youth in Merrimack County, but most of our mentors are in the Concord area.
Okay.
And so we do that in a couple ways. We have site-based mentoring opportunities. That's specifically for high school students. So they are mentoring their youth at a site, so it's typically an after-school program. And then we have community-based, which is one-on-one in the community.
Mm-hmm.
That's for folks who are 18 and over. And what we know from this program is that over the years, so many of these matches are still in touch, really, mm-hmm. as even adults. It's pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
And then we move on to our foster grandparent program. This is one of those names that gets everybody a little confused. These are really classroom grandparents.
Okay.
So these are folks who are 55 and older, who are volunteering and serving their time in classrooms, nonprofit preschools, nonprofit daycares, or after-school programs. These folks are paid a tax-free stipend out of this AmeriCorps senior grant.
Okay.
It's a really powerful opportunity for folks who are 55 and older to earn additional income, but also structure their day. And we hear over and over again, I get so much more than I could ever give.
Mm-hmm.
We have some folks who've been doing it for more than 20 years. They become absolute fixtures in their classroom.
Mm-hmm.
The kids become adults and remember Grammy so-and-so or Grampy so-and-so. It's really pretty remarkable.
Yeah, that sounds like a fantastic program.
It gets you right in the feels, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our retired and senior volunteer program. That is another AmeriCorps senior grant. And that is looking to capture the volunteer time and service for anyone who's 55 and older. There is no stipend, but the purpose of that program is really to look at unmet community needs. Where are the gaps in the systems? One of our biggest areas that we focus on is senior health, senior independence. Mm-hmm. And that's twofold. Senior volunteers are becoming more independent and remaining active when they're volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also preventing individuals from risk of falls. So we have free bone builders classes. We operate 32 free senior exercise classes. They're mm-hmm. completely volunteer-led. And so folks are doing some really practical stability type exercises, getting up and out of chairs,
mm-hmm.
Helping to prevent osteoporosis. And we have a caregivers program, which is transportation based. How many people know somebody who's older and has taken themselves off the road?
Right.
And if you live in New Hampshire, that's challenging. How are you going to get to your medical appointment if you can't afford a taxi? So we have an amazing group of volunteer drivers that are getting people to dialysis 3 times a week.
Yeah, that's really important.
Getting them to podiatry. So it's pretty phenomenal. So, and we like to think of how we can connect all three of those programs sometimes, right? So sometimes mm-hmm. we might have someone who's in the RSVP program serving as a youth mentor. So we're always looking for creative ways
yeah.
to get everyone connected.
Yeah, that's great. So we did talk a little bit about AmeriCorps, and this year is the 30th anniversary. Last week was AmeriCorps week, so it's just a good time of year to talk about all of this. And you did touch on the AmeriCorps opportunities, so is there anything else you want to either of you want to expand on kind of those AmeriCorps yeah. opportunities?
I'd love to just kind of give a general overview of what AmeriCorps is.
Okay, yeah, that would be great.
AmeriCorps is a national service program, and it engages Americans in intensive community service work. There are several AmeriCorps programs operating in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
So while the Friends program engages the folks that are 55 and older in service with foster grandparents and RSVP, there's also AmeriCorps State and National, and that is, you know, the sphere that Volunteer New Hampshire is primarily working with.
Mm-hmm.
And we place members with nonprofits, schools, and public agencies to help meet critical community needs in areas like education, public safety, health, and environment. And then there's also AmeriCorps Vista, and AmeriCorps mm-hmm. Vista members work to help build the organizational capacity of groups fighting poverty. But regardless, AmeriCorps members really provide the vital people power to help understaffed organizations carry out their missions. They also receive a modest living allowance and an education award in return for their commitment. So organizations in New Hampshire leverage AmeriCorps to significantly expand their impact in communities across the state. And it's just a fantastic opportunity mm-hmm. for folks to engage in a larger way than just kind of the one-off opportunities that mm-hmm. that they're also afforded. So
yeah,
we did just celebrate our AmeriCorps week last week, and this is the 30th anniversary of an incredible program. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud to be an AmeriCorps alum, and
yeah.
really excited to get to work with with AmeriCorps in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think one of the things that always strikes me about AmeriCorps is you've got folks who've heard of it and folks mm-hmm. who haven't heard of it, folks who think they know what it is and folks who maybe say, yeah, I think I know. That's something with the students, right? Or they mm-hmm. can kind of figure it out. But one of the really shocking things is that nationwide, at any given time, there's 200,000 AmeriCorps volunteers.
Wow.
So yeah. it's not a small amount of people.
Mm-hmm.
who've signed up for high-impact volunteer roles. And really, so many communities across the nation are reliant on an AmeriCorps volunteer, whether it's mm-hmm. a younger person or an older person who is really taking a huge stand in their community to really fill a gap.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really important. That's a great program. So you did talk about you talked a little bit about the Retired Seniors Volunteer Program and the Foster Grandparent Program. Is there anything else you wanted to add about those?
I would say that, again, it's one of the privileges I have in my role is I get to continually assess what are we doing in the community and are we meeting what the community needs us
mm-hmm.
to do. And we have a little bit more flexibility with that in RSVP than we do for the foster grandparent program. And so I think one of those areas that's been really exciting in the 7 years that I've been doing it is to look at the trends over time, right? And we're seeing that more and more New Hampshire residents are aging in place, which mm-hmm. is great. We want to support that. So then how do we leverage volunteer power to make that possible? How
right.
do we, right, and then potentially extend the life of not only the volunteer, but the individual they're serving? So I think it's one of those pieces that's pretty fascinating about volunteer work. Sometimes mm-hmm. people think it's one thing. They think it's very simple. It's one-dimensional. It's sign up for this one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what Gretchen and I both do is fairly complex and mm-hmm. has lots of moving parts because what we're looking to do is to have the biggest impact possible mm-hmm. to meet the most community needs possible.
Yeah. Yeah, and definitely managing volunteers is a whole other thing as well that is super simple. So
and I think that one of the things that with both of these programs, and I'm sure that this is also the case with AmeriCorps, is that we listen very carefully to what our volunteers want.
Mm-hmm.
We listen very carefully to what they don't want. A successful volunteer match is when you are placing someone doing exactly what they want to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you using their skills and talents and expertise so that they stay? Because you can train somebody in a very high-skilled area that really, an organization that really needs them, but if they're not happy, they won't stay. And so I think that's one of the unique things with RSVP, FGP, or AmeriCorps programs is that we're looking to fill very specific needs, and we want to listen first, right? We want to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
What is the level of expertise we need? Who's that right person?
Yeah. Yeah, and then you had also mentioned, Gretchen, your match and your website where you can find opportunities, which is great as well because someone might want something that
yeah.
they think that isn't offered, but if they can find it, then that's a great match
we
as well.
We use it all the time, truthfully. Yeah. I mean, we really do. When someone comes to us and they say, I want to do X, Y, and Z, that's our first stop. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it posted in Volunteer New Hampshire?
So good to hear.
It is. Right. It yeah. really is. And we use
and
it to post
not,
things.
And if it's not, it should be. Yes. So not mm-hmm. only is it about going there for matches, it's also about, you know, listing the opportunities mm-hmm. that you have available with your
Absolutely.
Own organization. So I love mm-hmm. to hear that.
And we do it all the time.
Friends mm-hmm. is one of our best friends.
There you go. Yeah, that's a great connection. Yes. So I just throw this out to both of you because you work with volunteers so much, but why do you feel that volunteers are so vital to our communities? I mean, you did touch on some reasons already, which is just filling those gaps and offering skills. And I know also volunteering is just very rewarding for the individual doing it as well. So there's that mutual benefit.
I think we could both speak all day on it.
Yeah.
I
mean. Absolutely. I think, I mean, especially here, just even personally here in Concord, mm-hmm. Volunteers are the heartbeat of the community. And mm-hmm. they bring the passion, the expertise, a sense of togetherness, dedication to local causes, whether it's helping neighbors in need or, you know, helping to enhance community events. It's truly what makes our area special. And without volunteers, the fabric of our community would be missing a vital thread.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's great.
Yeah. I can't remember the quote or who to attribute it to, but it's something along the lines of, when you volunteer in your community, it's a vote that you make every day about where you want to live.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's so true. What is the type of community that I want to raise my kids in, being a Concord resident, right? Mm-hmm. What do I want my community to reflect back? And so the opportunities that we make available or the volunteers that step forward to meet those really critical needs are all participating in a pretty amazing social service project, which is how do we show up every day for our community members that need us?
Mm-hmm.
And there's such a human side to it. The transportation program that we operate is probably the closest we'll get to how you can, in real time, get somebody medical care that they otherwise would have gone without.
Yeah.
We have individuals who have waited years to get cataract surgery because they cannot, or they're not permitted to take a cab from the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So individuals who are literally going blind, right in Concord,
mm-hmm.
Because the resource doesn't exist. And we had a participant, someone who took rides from us and said, "This isn't just a ride, it's a lifeline."
Mm-hmm.
But to know that your community exists around you in a way that says, "You need help, we are here."
Yeah, that's really important as well.
That matters.
Yeah. Yeah. This question is also for both of you, but how has volunteering changed over time, if at all, from your perspectives?
I could geek out on this question all day long. I actually put together a workshop with some of my fellow RSVP directors in New Hampshire around this topic
mm-hmm.
because we are in a post quote unquote COVID world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we can all safely say that that was a challenging time. It was a challenging time for volunteer programs.
Mm-hmm.
It was a challenging time for senior volunteer programs. And how do we recover from that?
Right.
Where do we go from here? How do we rebuild? And what we know is that we are not alone in the challenges. I think the statistic is that 70% of nonprofits report fewer volunteers
mm-hmm.
this year than in 2022. That is not an insignificant number.
Yeah.
We have people who are working later into life, people who are under enormous stress and are unable to commit to volunteerism. And we also know at the same time that the statistic is 19% increase in client needs
mm-hmm.
from agencies who are short-staffed or literally just an increase in need.
Mm-hmm.
And that something like 21% of volunteers are serving less hours. So we know that this is coming from all sides. And so mm-hmm. we want to look at it from, I think, that lens of community recovery. And what do we do to support what we have and grow it? Because mm-hmm. we know it's really important. And the volunteers we have are phenomenal. And they'll stay with us for as long as they can.
Yeah, that's great too.
Yeah. And so I think it's part of AmeriCorps' role and part of my role at the Friends Program to look at trends and how we can leverage that. If people are looking for flexibility, great. We can provide that. Mm-hmm. We're not going to lock you into 5 days a week,
right.
9 to 5. That is not what we're here to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that piece is really important. People are looking for flexible opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree. I think it's, you know, we're really looking at helping volunteerism to evolve to better fit the needs and lifestyles of communities.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen a rise in virtual volunteer opportunities, and this makes it easier for people to contribute from the comfort of their own homes.
Mm-hmm.
It also makes it, you know, there are more opportunities for inclusiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a shift towards skills-based volunteering as well. And this is, you know, where people can share their unique talents and expertise to really help to make a difference locally. And the changes have really opened volunteering up to a wider range of individuals. As I said, fostering more inclusiveness and a more vibrant culture of engagement. So we just have to keep working to be innovative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of those are really good opportunities for someone who might have something to offer but didn't think they could before. So
yes,
that's great too. So just how can Concord residents get involved and support area organizations from your perspectives?
This is really fun. I came fully ready to answer this.
Okay.
So everyone at Volunteer New Hampshire would say jump on volunteernewhampshire.org,
mm-hmm.
get connected. And I just brought some opportunities to share that are local to Concord ish,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So listed today and now on getconnected.org, Future Insight has an event in Concord May 18th. They're looking for volunteers to help with their 21st annual walk for site. And they're also looking for volunteer drivers for their clients. And that's more of a ongoing opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Letters Against Isolation. And this is a remote ongoing cool. opportunity. So help write letters to seniors in care homes across New Hampshire. The New Hampshire Renaissance Fair. That's happening in Fremont, New Hampshire. That's a one-time event, 18th and 19th of May. They're looking for hospitality, ticket booth, merchandise booth, and other volunteer opportunities. And, of course, I'm sure it will be a very fun mm-hmm. fun time to share in. And here again in Concord, the McAuliffe Shepherd Discovery Center is looking for various volunteers for daytime cleaning, exhibit stuff, astronaut mascot, all kinds of things.
Sounds fun.
I know.
That sounds fun.
The Concord Coalition to End Homelessness, looking for volunteers for the Resource Center.
Mm-hmm.
Easter Seals is looking for volunteers for their 2024 Veterans Count Radiothon, May 15th. So, Lily, we had fun doing this. Maybe we could consider taking
sign
it on
the
road. Yeah.
Podcast first, Radiothon next.
There you go. And now you're experienced.
The American Red Cross is also looking for members for their development team. So lots of cool, just local opportunities here.
Yeah. And I would say, right, go to the Volunteer NH website to get connected to those opportunities. I think you can also put in sort of your skills or interests if you aren't sure what you want to do, which is a great tool. If you're 55 and over and you're in Merrimack County, feel free to reach out to me or to go to the Friends Program website. We can also navigate you. If it's not something that we can get you connected to, we always put you in the direction of where we think your skills and talents can best be used.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's really important to us. And there is literally no end in sight to the array of activities. Some people want one and done. Some people want short term. Some people want long term. And really, I think Concord has a real diversity in terms of volunteer roles.
Yeah, just that list, a snapshot of
there's
the list
for everyone,
that Gretchen
literally.
Had. I mean, that's just, I'm sure, a small piece and right there.
And
that's such a variety. So
there's all sorts of perks. I mean, beyond just filling your time and doing something to give back to your community. I think of, the Concord City Auditorium will reach out to us and say, we need ushers.
Mm-hmm.
And ushers get to see the shows for free.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that, you know, we're sending out emails to see if our RSVP folks want to do that. But I think there's lots of ways that you can meet new people.
Mm-hmm.
We have a number of people that move to this area and they go, gosh, I don't know how to meet adult friends. You're not in school. You're not, you know, maybe you're out of the workforce. How do you meet people? Volunteering is a fantastic way to get to know people in your community.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Do you want to remind people where they can find more information? I think Absolutely. You mentioned the website.
Yes, a few times. Mm-hmm. Certainly go to volunteernh.org, and there you can find Get Connected and a variety of places where you might learn more about something that would spike your interest and help you to find the information that you need to get yourself moving in the direction you want to go as far as service and helping to shape our world that we live in. And Volunteer New Hampshire is always looking for volunteers as well. All of the work that we do is driven largely by the community engagement in our committees. So mm-hmm. for the Spirit of New Hampshire event and the Governor's Conference, we work with committees to help shape those events and really inform where the volunteers are coming from that are going to be recognized, and what kind of training and education resources are needed. So,
do you want to add anything to that, Lily?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with everything Gretchen said.
I like her.
I see why you both work together so well. Yeah. Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add before I kind of go to my final question? I know there's a lot of great information. So, okay. So I usually just like to wrap up by asking, what do you like to do in Concord and beyond when you aren't maybe at work or volunteering yourself?
I love that. I love Concord. I particularly like the trails.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not this time of year when it's a little wet and muddy, but when the sun comes out, early spring, summer, fall,
mm-hmm.
there's such a variety of places that you can go and you can see so many different things on those trails. So I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great amenity we have here for sure.
I would just give one more plug for volunteering. I mm-hmm. volunteer here locally at my religious organization and also my children's schools when I can.
Mm-hmm.
And then I serve on the board of directors for the Red Cross. And I think that's another great way for people to be engaged in service is to look mm-hmm. at organizations that are really meeting the needs of our community and stepping up for board service. Lily mentioned the auditorium, and I'm a mm-hmm. huge theater fan. So I have to say that that's also one of my favorite things to do is to enjoy going to shows at the Audi or even downtown. We just have such a rich variety of
mm-hmm.
opportunities for for getting to see great shows.
So many events,
and even
too,
mm-hmm. they can keep things at a great cost. There are some wonderful programs that are underwritten where you can see things for free at the CAP Center. So mm-hmm. I would encourage people to look at that. And my favorite organization right now, the Community Players of Concord, they're always mm-hmm. looking for volunteers. And my daughter has participated in lots of their theater programs, and they do some great things. So maybe your peeps would like to step it up a notch and do some service within the organization as well.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both again. That was such great information. So many people doing great things, and thank you for that background. And so glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thanks for helping us to celebrate the 30th anniversary of AmeriCorps and really just service and volunteerism in Concord.